Geography is more than just mountains and valleys. Geography is the study of the land that we live, work, and build on. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, Gary Manson, chairman of Michigan State University's Department of Geography, discusses opportunities for graduate research in this area.
I think we feel we have a number of interesting areas of research presently underway, and I'll be able to mention only a few in the next couple of minutes. Perhaps our most active area at the present time is in the area of cartography and also in remote sensing. These are technical applied areas. We do offer degrees through the doctoral in the area of cartography, but most of our work is presently at the master's level in this case. The students in the cartography remote sensing area, in addition to acquiring the technical competencies associated with map production either by hand or by computer, also are trained to conduct their own research, so that we feel when they go on the job market, as a good many of them are doing very successfully these days, they'll not only be able to do the drafting part of map production, but also understand the problem solving and communication aspects in that area.
What kind of questions are graduate students looking into now in geography?
The scholarly questions are really quite wide-ranging. Let me take an example from another area that I haven't mentioned yet. We're quite fortunate here at Michigan State University to have medical schools in the first place, and in the second place, good working relationships between those schools and departments such as ours. We presently have a faculty member who is sponsoring graduate students assigned halftime to the College of Human Medicine. And one of the interesting questions that he and his students work with are the ecological and social conditions which are related to a variety of diseases and also more generally conditions of health. I think traditionally, from what little I know about medicine, they have tended to focus more on the cures and less on the surroundings or indeed the environments that trigger illnesses and conversely health conditions. And one of the contributions we are able to make, as a number of other social scientists are as well, is to help the medical profession focus on the conditions external to the individual or group dealing with a particular disease or illness.
Would you say would be one of the more unusual kinds of research done in this department that you can think of?
Well, I'll mention it as unusual perhaps from the perspective of people who don't know geography. It's certainly not unusual as far as we're concerned. One piece of research that we're presently discussing, which has a tradition in the field, but the piece of research I'm talking about now is one that's on the drawing board, concerns the question of the places within urban areas that trigger fear on the part of its residents. Now that sounds initially as perhaps a bit curious for a geographer to, a curious topic for a geographer to pursue. But really what we're dealing with here is an instance of what we call mental mapping. All of us find our way through places based on certain ideas that we carry around in our heads about what places are like. And this apparently is true in urban environments where we believe that certain individuals tend to avoid certain places because they believe those are dangerous places or threatening places. Now, such information, in addition to being interesting in and of itself, may have implications for crime prevention and utilization of police forces and so forth. In fact, this particular project is currently being discussed in connection with the School of Criminal Justice. So as I say, that may strike some as a bit unusual from the outside. It doesn't strike us as unusual at all from the inside.
Gary Manson, chairman of the Department of Geography, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.